Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Had a really interesting day today, or yesterday when you're listening. Yes, that's right, yesterday when you're listening, today as I am recording. I went into YKTR to talk to Isaac John, obviously founder of YKTR, and they had a really exciting week last week. If you didn't hear, they actually signed their first brand ambassador, and they sort of put out, you know, little feelers here and there. Isaac had mentioned it, that they were going to sign someone as a YKTR brand ambassador, and, you know, a pretty out there sort of idea. No one really knew what it was going to look like, and I think at the time, I'm not really sure if Isaac knew exactly what it was going to look like. I'm still not sure if he knows exactly what it's going to look like now, because it really is a little bit groundbreaking what they are doing. Essentially, Brandon Smith has chosen to sign with YKTR over going for a Nike or an Adidas. So a pretty big deal. And when he was putting out these feelers over the last 2 weeks or so saying that someone's going to sign, you know, you straight away think, okay, it's probably going to be a young bloke with a bit of talent that could potentially be someone. I was thinking like a Tyrell Sloan maybe. I thought it might be potentially could be someone that Isaac's friends with. Guys that came to mind were Connor Watson for me, but even I thought Connor Watson was going to be a stretch for their first athlete to sign. Obviously, if you are one of these athletes, you're signing with them and you'll be the first one, which is great, but it comes with a little bit of uncertainty because it is the first time it's happened. So to see them sign Brandon Smith, I thought it was sensational. I've obviously been inside that building a little bit. I've watched the boys really closely. I've done a few podcasts with Isaac and obviously spoken to Jackson and Lukey and those sort of guys over time, and it's been great to watch their growth and the development of YKTR, and to see it, you know, come together in that moment, I thought it was unreal. And I think it's going to be the start of sort of a new wave in social media, which is what the YKTR boys have been doing for a long time. But to get an athlete like Brandon Smith on the books, that is massive. And I sat down with Isaac today to speak about that. We spoke for about 45 minutes. That full podcast will be available on Wednesday morning. This morning, I'm just going to drop a little clip for you. There's a lot of really interesting aspects to this contract with Brandon Smith. Obviously, YKTR, they don't have a football boot. That's one challenge that normally Nike and Adidas provide straight away. They also aren't paying him in normal cash dollars. So a little bit of a different avenue to go down there. They will be paying him in crypto. So a really interesting aspect to talk to Isaac about. Something I don't know a heap about. Something I'm interested in, I just don't know a heap about. And Isaac is really keen on it, as is Brandon Smith. So a little space to watch moving forward in our game and just in general society as well. A bit of an eye-opening chat for me. You hear the words NFT and Bitcoin and all this stuff thrown around. But it was good to sit down with Isaac and talk about that sort of stuff. This is just a 10-minute clip. The full podcast will be dropping tomorrow morning. It's a really, really interesting chat that's not so much about rugby league, but about what's going on around rugby league, which is sort of where YKTR, you know, where they sort of master their trade. So a really interesting chat, talking about one of the biggest stars in our game coming up with a pretty groundbreaking move, joining YKTR instead of joining one of the normal big companies like Nike, like Adidas. I hand it over now to Isaac John for 10 minutes to have this little clip, and then the full podcast, it'll be available tomorrow morning on the Rugby League Guru podcast.
We're ourselves, but we do content in our own way, and it's tailored towards the internet, tailored towards the younger generation. And we kind of just, like, we don't have to answer to anyone besides, like, the universal laws and the laws of the country. We don't have a board of directors that we have to go to. We don't have to have a Fox Sports guy that we have to get clearance through. We don't really have to be PC, although I'd like to be, but like, we're in a bit of drama sometimes, and it's a part of our identity, very much like Barstool Sports. I don't want to be like manufacturing drama for no fucking reason because it's stressful. But yeah, we are who we are.
I guess when I hear you talk about that, if I had to, you know, line that up to one NRL player, fuck, you've nailed it, haven't you? Like, as far as cheese goes, where sport means culture, meets partying, meets crypto, you name it, cheese sort of, he's the middle of that universe for me at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. And like, he was the first guy I thought of. Obviously, we do a lot of stuff with Munster, the Prez, but he's going into, I think he's going to be chill for the next little year. So he may be jump on content, but he's trying to sort some things out in his life, which is great. And we're pumped for him as friends. But yeah, Cheese was like the perfect alignment. Like, yeah, like you said, like, you know, you draw that graph and it's like circles, they all match up. It's Cheese for us. So, and I was looking around the NRL, and there's probably, respectfully to all the boys, there's probably not too many other guys that I'll chase like straight away. Looking around, but even like, say, Tommy Turbo's the best player in the comp, Nathan Cleary. Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're just like, as great as players they are, and they're marketable in their own right. Like, I can see fucking Nathan Cleary doing like a Rolex ad or something like that, or Mercedes, or that very clean cut. I know he's in a little bit of trouble now, sticking up for his friend, but he's sort of that way where Tommy's like probably a little bit too low key for us. He doesn't really like to be in content too much. Even guys like James Tedesco, they're low key guys. We want sort of out there characters, and Jesus right up there.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess if you had to write out a list of the best players in the competition, there would be a handful on top of Cheese, arguably.
Oh yeah, of course.
But just as far as what you're looking for, like, oh, I thought the other day when you had him on, when you and Jacko did your podcast, and then he came on for 5 minutes. He jumped out of a fucking plane. He didn't realize you were talking to him. It was just the most Cheese 5 minutes of all time that just sums up the sort of dude he is.
And when I look at him, I'm just like when I, because we watch a lot of content and we'll pay attention to a content in a lot of places. But when he talks, like, I'm listening, you know what I mean? What's he going to say? Or is he getting a massage on his shoulders and rolling his eyes? And the other side of it, like, when you watch him play, you'll never question his effort. Like, no matter what he's doing off the field, he's going to rock up and have a fucking red hot crack every single time. And he's one of the elite players in his position. So it's just a perfect matchup.
Cheese gets caught, you know, in that video. I thought the Hello Sports boys, they summarised it best. They said that Cheese was caught with some Omo, was just cleaning his T-shirts. Yeah. I thought that was fucking unreal. But as soon as that happens, what starts ticking over in your mind? What's the, like, from the moment you saw that he was in a bit of curry there, what happens next for you?
We've kind of been there before. Like, obviously with Chico and Normie, no strangers to adversity. We have a bit of adversity in and around our office, and we sort of document it. So I'm kind of, I'm just like, all right, this is what's going to happen. First thing I do is check on them, see if they're okay. You sort of learn about your friends during adversity, like who's actually with you. He's ridden the highs of highs, and that was probably his lowest moment in his career. So just go, hey, bro, like, reach out if you need me. In terms of that, like, in the context of the whole wide world, is he hurting anyone? Probably not. But I generally, and I said this on my last podcast, I think adversity builds better men. And we'll sort of roll into it, do a few different things, but me and him have been talking about projects for probably about the last year, about things that he wants to do back in New Zealand and stuff like that. I think I can help facilitate some of those things as well. So obviously, you know him as a person, you know he's a great guy, and they're caught partying and they've sort of owned up and copped a lashing for it as well. But it's like, fuck, do we really have to keep beating them down? Do we really have to go, all right, you fucked up, let's kick your way down, because I'm not happy about my life, so you shouldn't be happy about yours, and you're in this position where blah, blah, blah. So I've seen it so many times. It'll always be around here in Australia. And one of our things with YKTR Sports early was like, it'd be cool if we can break down the walls where we can knock down tall puppy syndrome by 2% or 5%. That'd be a win for me. So just try and build them back up and show them we've got a friend and we'll support them as a business.
I thought when Cameron Munster and him came out and did that statement, there was a moment where Munster said, you know, apologies to the Melbourne boys, you've built the well when we've shit in it.
Mm.
Cheese just couldn't keep a straight face. And I just absolutely love that he's one of us.
Yeah,
Like, as serious as he needs to be in that moment, it's the Melbourne Storm, it's the best system in the world, it's Straighty 180. It just couldn't keep a straight face for that. And I love that.
Well, off the back of him Pro, Pappy and Munster, they're probably the most likeable that Melbourne have ever been. Like, no one used to ever like Melbourne because they were so good and cheating the kids' salary cap and shit like that. They're a likeable team now and they're successful, so it makes them even more appealing. Even Bellamy looks like a great bloke now because the boys have seen the other side. Addo Carr's been a big part of that. But yeah, if you look at, if you really pay attention to Australia, like, we're just knockabouts that love to have a beer and watch a bit of football. And I know everything's going towards PC and you can't say shit anymore and there's cancel culture. And then we'll throw on to the top of that, we've got tall poppy syndrome as well. We're trying to mold these guys to be into something that they're not. Where I look at something like the UFC, and they've got characters and characters are allowed to be themselves. And I feel like NRL should tailor towards that. And but he's going to do some great things off the field as well. So let him be himself. Because if everyone was like Cameron Smith, as great as he is, the GOAT, but like you get bored after a while. You need characters. And you look at another sport like rugby union here in Australia, not New Zealand. Like, there's got no really big characters.
I don't know any of them. I know Quaid and Curtly, and that's it.
Yeah. So they've got no characters within their sports where Cheese is in the top 10 players, but everyone seems to know. Like, we said on our podcast where you say cheese and you're not thinking of a dairy product anymore. You're thinking of Hector Cheese, Brandon Smith. So he's transcending culture here, and we're going to try and facilitate that and build a brand off it as well.
To think that a Melbourne Storm hooker with the last name Smith is an icon within 18 months and it's not Cameron, it's unbelievable when you think. Like, I imagine from your viewpoint as well, imagine if 5 years ago I would have said, hey, you're going to sign the Melbourne Storm hooker Smith as your first ambassador. That would have been fucking mind-blowing.
Funny story. So we're in a group chat with a few of the All Blacks boys, and Aaron Smith's a big part of that. And he hit up the boys, because there's about five or six Melbourne boys. He goes, hey, do you reckon Craig Bellamy will let me come do a preseason with you? I'm not trying to play football. I just want to come into a really cool environment and learn. And Jesus, like, fuck another Smith at nine. That's the last thing. That's the last thing we need. First thing straight off the bat. So, he's just that. It's just who he is, man. He's just cruisy as fuck. And obviously he plays football, that helps. And playing good football, you can sort of get away with that stuff a bit more.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With Brandon Smith moving forward now, I don't know if expectations is the right word or what's your hopes, or I don't know how to word it, but is it, if he's receiving his $1,000 from KFC on Friday night for MOM, is he wearing a YKTR hat? Is it that sort of an approach? Or
no, I find sort of brand deals like that kind of annoying. Like, I talk to a lot of football players and a lot of them aren't allowed to post. So it's not going to be like an exclusive, like, if we're doing the right things by us, if we're making really cool clothes and really cool content that he wants to fuck with and he's in content wearing it, that's cool. But it's not going to be like, hey, you have to be wearing fucking a YKTR t-shirt. And every time some Joey asks you a question, you have to say, you know the rules. Like, I don't know, that'd be a good idea though. I just thought of that then. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not going to always be around Cheese, and he's just going to be a part of the team. So he's going to jump in content. We might just do a podcast with him once a week. We might go behind the scenes and film like a day in the life with Cheese, stuff like that. But it rolls into also commerce as well. So there might be Cheese NFTs or Cheese t-shirts off the back of that as well. And like I said earlier, he's got some ideas that he wants to roll into New Zealand and build out. And I think I'm a smart enough guy to try to help facilitate that in this business realm. So it's just trying to marry everything up perfectly, but he can rock another brand. I don't give a fuck. It's not all exclusive. You have to be rocking YKTR all the time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.